Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to spend together every day on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you ever miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen there at any time at your convenience. Well, we were talking about a call for courage as a very necessary part of our Christian life and experience. On yesterday's broadcast, I had spoken of two areas that we especially need courage in. One is sometimes personal bravery that is required if there's physical harm or danger. We see that a lot of times parents will risk their own safety if one of their children are in danger or in hazard. I can remember, for those of you who are animal, I'm an animal person. I remember years ago, my very first dog as a child, I was not able to have real pets. And so probably about the fifth year of our marriage, we decided, we were out in Tracy then and bought our little two-bedroom house, and Brother Glass and I made the decision we were going to get a dog. So after about a year, we thought we'll get another dog. And so I hadn't had Muffy very long. She was a beautiful, we got her from the pound, a beautiful long-haired collie mix. And every day I would go for walks with them, and it was a safe area outside the neighborhood off leash. And Sabrina was a Newfoundland. That's a St. Bernard to the water, loved water. And there was a little canal. We're not talking these big canals, you see, but a little canal that was, the banks were dirt, very safe. And they would love, and Muffy did everything Sabrina did. So they plunged into the water, and as it narrowed, it wasn't very deep at all, but it would go round a bend, the current would increase, and then they go over a waterfall. It was just a 2-foot waterfall, but they loved it. They had so much fun. Well, one day I took a little different area. We went, and Muffy landed in the, she went into another, so it was a small canal, and but it was concrete sides, and I was just walking, I was behind, and Sabrina was with me, and all of a sudden I had a sense of concern. I ran ahead and I found her. This particular canal went under the roads. Tracy has a lot of farmland still, and this one canal went under the road, and it was fairly narrow. Not deep, but the water, I saw her, and her, all that was holding her from going under, being sucked under, was the back of her head was holding the concrete. I did not think, we're talking about danger, personal danger. I jumped in, and we're not talking a big, I didn't think it was a dangerous canal. The water was only a waist deep. I knew how deep it was, but I knew that if I didn't get my hands on her, she was going to go under and I'd lose her. And so I grabbed her, and the amazing thing, talk about God being present when you're in personal danger or hazard. My other dog, Sabrina, she did not jump in. She just stood there on the edge and looked in. And as the Lord would have it, her stand, looking down in the water, caught the attention of a car, a truck passing by, and this Hispanic gentleman, he couldn't speak English, he jumped out, ran and looked, and he ran away, and he brought back the driver of the truck who could speak English, and he said, Mike, he said, are you all right? And he said, does the dog bite? So anyway, they got a rope, pulled Muffy out, and then they pulled me out. And of course, all was well, but he did share, he said, a lot of dogs have lost their lives underneath, you know, as they've been sucked by the water underneath that canal. Well, I wasn't really concerned about myself. He was more concerned about me. But I mean, I didn't think it was that dangerous. It was only waist deep water, and the current wasn't that powerful, but it would have swept my dog under. Anyway, when I finally got home dripping wet, Neil said, don't you ever do that again. But the point is, when it's someone or a pet that you love, sometimes you'll do things to hazard personal safety just to protect them. And Now I'd like to share also another area of courage. That's the courage of conviction. We risk the disapproval of others. For example, Abraham, he risked disapproval when he left his homeland, his fatherland, when he offered Isaac upon the altar. Gideon, when he, even though he did it at nighttime, for fear of those who were Baal worships, he destroyed the altar of Baal. Ezra undertook a perilous journey from Babylon to Jerusalem without guard. Why? Because he was trusting in the Lord. Peter and John, they refused to obey men rather than God. In Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 29, they prayed, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that they may speak thy word." And then in the next chapter, verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And so, beloved, as I bring this to a close, how can we apply what I've been sharing to our lives? Well, beloved, we may at times be called on for personal courage, a personal bravery, but we all need the courage of our convictions. It is in the nature of the righteous to be courageous, beloved. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." And then in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, let me turn quickly there, speaking in verses 1 through 4, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Beloved, on the cross, he had to draw courage from the faith he had in his Father. Look at Job. "None like him in all the earth," the Lord said. He didn't understand what was going on, but he said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." Hebrews 13:16, "The Lord is my helper. We won't fear what man can do to us." And you know, earlier in this broadcast, I said that, you know, God, who's all powerful, God, the Creator, the Father, he had no need of courage. But you know, I started thinking about that, and I have to take that back. It took God a lot of courage to create his creation. Look what happened when he created the angels, who are beautiful, and they excel in strength. Yet a third of them turned against him, led by Lucifer, who led a revolt of a third of the heavenly host. Look at what he endured creating man with free will. He opened his heart to so much sorrow and suffering. Sometimes it says, for example, when he saw the wickedness of man upon the earth just before the great flood, he said he repented that he had made man upon the earth. And so, beloved, God can relate to our need for courage, but it doesn't matter what you're facing now, or, beloved, what this, the body of Christ, this church, this redeemed body of kings and priests around the world, here in this country, whatever we have to face in the future, our God is with us, and he will give us the courage and the strength to face whatever the future holds. And then, just a final thought, we need to remember others who carry secret hurts and sorrows and burdens. You know, that very word encourage means to inspire with courage. We have a ministry, and some have such a beautiful ministry, of inspiring others with courage. Sometimes the lack of courage often hinders us from accomplishing the positive things we would like to. All of us have areas in which we feel insecure, and the remedy, beloved, is the love, the support of others, and also verbal affirmation. We need to encourage others. And you know, I always love to get a letter from those who are, I love to stand in prayer with prayer needs, and I earnestly encourage that, but also those that say they're blessed by the letters, they're blessed by the broadcast. We all need encouragement. And you know what? I believe the Lord is encouraged by the love of His people. Even though there's such wickedness on the face of the earth, He draws great strength, if you will, and great blessing from the love and faithfulness and service of His people. Let me just take a moment to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you see the need that we have in this hour for courage. Lord, the things our nation is facing, the things we stand in need of in our personal life, personal tragedy that has affected so many. Father, we claim that courage that is needed, not only personal courage in the face of danger or bravery, but the courage of our convictions, that we won't be afraid to speak the truth in love, that we will be, our tongues will be the pen of a ready writer, that you will anoint us, O Lord, to go into all the world, to go into our neighborhoods, to go to those into our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and proclaim the gospel without fear or favor of man. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's just a few moments that I have, but I'd like to share just a few letters of testimony that have come in. A sister writing from Dublin says, "Dear Sister Glass, I want to say thank you so much for your encouraging letters. I haven't responded in such a long time, but I do want you to know how much I appreciate your time with me through your letters. It's like having a Bible study." She says, "Thank you. I'm back to work after a long 5-year vacation. As time moves along, I will stay in contact. Thank you for all you do and your prayers." A sister writing from Dublin. And then another sister writing from Southern California. She says, "Thank you for your lovely card and thoughts. I still marvel that we are connected in heart and spirit in such a special way, even with limited contact. Isn't that so, God? I felt to send you a love offering in appreciation for you and your precious ministry to me and others. Highly impactful, not just in content, but in the quality of heart that touches and heals like a sweet, fragrant balm." Praise God. The sister writing from Temecula. Praise the Lord. Well, my time has come to an end. There's more to share, always more to share, and more testimonies of encouragement that have come in, but we'll save that for another time. Thank you for joining me. Do write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.